It's October 4th, and this is my fourth episode of October. Today, I have a dilemma. And what is my dilemma? The fact that I have no idea what my next four albums are going to be. In fact, I hope I never really get stuck on a desert island, or, well, I suppose you'd have to know ahead of time that you were going to be stuck on a desert island to pick your 8 discs. I mean, if you didn't know, you'd end up on the island with whatever you had with you. In my case, that would either be my phone or perhaps my 16 gig SD card from my car. And coincidentally, the fact that I'm in a car makes me think of this song. And of course, that was Gary Numan, Cars. I think the next album, CD, that I would bring with me is Gary Numan's Pleasure Principle. Why? Because going into this October, especially these first 8 days with the Desert Island Discs topics, one of the things I thought about is, I'm going to have to bring a disc of each representative type of music that I like. So you've heard the likes of David Cassidy and Tony Banks and Pat Metheny, representing, I suppose, the jazz genre. Gary Numan would represent sort of the electronica music that I've been getting into of late. But not really, because I've been listening to Daft Punk and Kraftwerk and a couple of other electronica artists as well. So who's coming up? I don't even know. That's why my cover art has question marks. Because I honestly don't know. And even the albums that I'm picking now, yes, they would be my Desert Island Discs now. But I don't know if they would be my Desert Island Discs 6 months from now, or a year from now, or heck, next week. My musical tastes and my musical enjoyment and what I want to listen to on any given day when I get in my car is, it's just up in the air. I really don't know. In fact, of late at work, what I do is I have a 32 gig SD card in my cell phone. I have probably 3/4 of my music in my cell phone in various forms. And I put it on random play and I just let it go. Most of the time I'm kind of surprised at what it plays. Sometimes I'm bewildered at how it can figure out what mood I'm in. So to pick 8 albums, 8 CDs or discs, even if I knew I was going to be stranded, would represent a big challenge for me. It really would. So basically, I have 5 albums to go. I know at least 2 of them. So that means I have 3 albums that I have no idea what I'm going to choose at all. So I'm basically going to go through my collection one of these evenings and figure it out. And you'll be along for the surprise. Thanks for listening.